Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Now, 30 years ago today, legislation was passed legalising divorce in Ireland with just over 9,000 votes in the difference. So how have attitudes and legislation changed over the past 30 years as it became more normalised in Irish society? Well, joining me now is Michelle Brown. She's a divorce consultant, mediator and author of Scars of Divorce, and Ivana Bacik, the leader of the Labour Party. You're both very welcome to the programme. It was such a narrow victory. When you think about it, Ivana, there was just over 9,000 votes in it, a razor thin margin. What is your memories of the campaign?
Well, Ciara, thanks for inviting me on. And the first thing to say is I can't believe it's been 30 years. 1995 feels like a long time ago now. And yet the memory is very clear to me. I was involved in the campaign. I was then a very young lawyer and I was involved in the Labour Party. And of course, Labour had driven the momentum for the change. But the referendum was so close and the campaign was so knife-edged that my abiding memory of the day itself was just one of extraordinary relief. We won by, as you said, just over 9,000 votes, 9,114 votes. It was such a tight margin. It was just over 50% of those who voted in favour, 50.3%. And there was, and the campaign, we talk about toxic language now, the campaign was really toxic. I mean, some of your listeners who will recall, you know, the posters, "Hello Divorce, Goodbye Daddy" was one slogan that was being widely used. There was a campaigner against divorce who described all of us on the yes side as wife-swapping sodomites, to which Peter Ward, who was very high profile in the yes campaign, said, "If only we had that much fun," which was a rather amusing anecdote. But look, you know, there'd been a huge amount of work had been gone into the campaign itself. Mervyn Taylor and Niamh Brannock were two of the leading lights of the Labour Party. There were people like Mags O'Brien who'd been campaigning hard for divorce to be introduced since the 80s. And of course, a referendum in 1986 had failed. But so we could see just how close the debate was. The Catholic Church was taking a very strong role in opposing introduction of divorce. Now it seems unthinkable, Ciara, but there was really, really strong opposition. And as I said, we only just won the debate in the end.
Yeah, I'm just looking at some of the posters here in front of me from the No Side. "Divorce is a human tragedy." And another poster said, "If this was your daughter, would you destroy their marriage? Vote no." And I think yes, then took that poster and said, "If this was your daughter, do you not think she deserves a second chance?" Just 9,114 votes in it. Michelle, how important was this referendum? How did bringing divorce into the country change people's lives?
Yeah. Hi, Ciara. Hi, Ivana. Yeah, I think it's really important when we reflect, and Ivana says so clearly as to the distraught images we were given with the pictures and everything else with the campaign led by the Catholic Church in a huge way. I think it's important to see how far we've come, because it is hugely important that we have access to divorce in Ireland. You know, I think it is important to say what has happened since then, although there was such fear of God put in people that, you know, the daddy be gone and the wife will be left in a much poorer position, I suppose, was what. But we have we have had many, many significant changes since then in the law and to make how we deal with our divorces and our separations so much easier. And I would say, you know, one of the biggest things we have done is to enact the Mediation Act of 2017 and to try and bring focus on a different way of dealing with our separations and divorce, which is, you know, kind of, I suppose, how we approach it and how we deal with it and how as a society we look at these breakups is all hugely significant in how our children fare out of the way we do this. So I suppose to see how bad it was and to see where we're at now and what's available to us and how much work has been put in, you know, by the like of the Labour Party and Ivana there and so on in promoting and encouraging better ways of dealing with our separations and divorce in Ireland. So I suppose to kind of discuss that and give people as much information and knowledge is really, really important.
And to bring you back in there, Ivana, there was this, warning at the time that there would be a stampede amongst married people to run to the divorce courts at the first, you know, sign of an argument. But it's actually quite difficult to get clear stats on the number of people divorcing. Do we have an accurate sense of how many couples who are married do end up actually going through a full divorce?
Well, I was looking at that, Ciara. I mean, you know, our divorce rate has in fact remained relatively low. In 2020, the last year I've seen figures, we had the second lowest divorce rate in the EU, 0.6 divorces per 1,000 persons. So that's very low. But I suppose, you know, Michelle rightly reminds your listeners just how important this change was for those individuals who were trapped, who had no right to remarry. And indeed, you know, I think the reason we won eventually, even by that narrow margin in 95, was people felt real compassion for those families, those couples whose relationships had broken down, who wished to remarry, to, you know, who wanted to embark on a new phase in their lives. And, you know, again, just to recall, the first divorce actually granted in Ireland after the referendum was passed was to a terminally ill man who wished to marry his long-term partner, and they had been unable to do so because they had no right to remarry. And, you know, we framed the argument in that way in 95, that this isn't just about the right to end a marriage. This is about the right to embark on a new legal recognition of a new and sustainable relationship. And, you know, that's hugely important. People that are coming out of abusive relationships and so on who wanted a second chance. And I think it was the compassion and the lived realities of people telling their stories of marriage breakdown. I think that's what made the difference. But, you know, notwithstanding that, of course, we do still have a low rate of divorce. So there was no stampede. The sky didn't fall in. And I do think, Ciara, you know, when we look back over 30 years, that was really the first progressive referendum, we might say, that we won. And, for, you know, years later, it paved the way then for all the other changes, contraceptive law reform, and then, of course, the referendums in 2015 on marriage equality and 2018 on repeal of the Eighth Amendment and legalisation of abortion. So we've moved a long way, and we might now look back and say 30 years ago, that was really the start of this move for change, for more compassion in our constitution.
Michelle, you mentioned there one of the most important things was bringing in the Mediation Act in 2017, because a lot of people who end up in the courtroom and going through divorce can feel like it's a criminal procedure when what they're doing is anything but criminal. Do you feel that there has been a real social shift in terms of the stigma that people might have felt when they were going through separation and divorce?
There has been a shift, and there has been a significant shift. I think people are becoming, you know, less tolerant of just following. I would have went through a separation through the courts 20 years ago, and I remember, and I'll never forget the feeling of fear in the courtroom and of feeling like a criminal. And that is my own experience is what led me into this field of work. And I feel very, very strongly that we need to be dealing with family law in a much more compassionate space. And, you know, an awful lot of people have put in an awful lot of work to create awareness of how to do that. And, you know, the Mediation Act itself, we are in a great position in Ireland that we have this act, that we have recognition of it in law, but also to create awareness that there is this better way of dealing with it. There is a better way, and the outcome is in the best interest of the children and the parties. So, you know, it's all about the children as to how we do it. But what I would say is, sorry, in relation to feeling like a criminal, and that will always be there to some degree when, you know, you've experience of it and you you're working in that field, you have no idea. But people who are dealing with the emotional breakdown, you know, the rug has been pulled from under them in their lives and they're having to deal with a court case, it will always feel daunting. It is horrible. So, you know,
and it is an extremely traumatic time for people going through a marriage breakdown.
Yeah, they need to be aware of the alternatives, and we need to be a more compassionate society. We need the government to support and facilitate this in the best interest, because we'll never get away from that horrible courtroom feeling. So we need to actually move. The vast majority of separations do not need to be there. You know, as Vanna mentioned, there's many of marriages that need to be dealt with that have, you know, criminal aspects with regard to, domestic abuse and so on that need the courts. The vast majority of separations in Ireland don't need that court system.
All right, Michelle Brown and Ivana Bacik, thanks so much for speaking to us on that.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MACK25.